Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, we're back. You know, Our Lady of Guadalupe is a church in the French Quarter. It's approaching its 200th anniversary. It's the oldest standing church in New Orleans. It was originally constructed to assist with the yellow fever victims. And we got Father Tony, who's the
I gotta comment on the bumper music.
Yes.
I love the Louis Prima Angelina. How wonderful is that?
That's
my parents were born in Sicily, so I love it.
That's in honor of Father Tony. We were gonna start off with the Godfather theme, but we're gonna put that on the back end because we got Father Tony. Now, Father Tony is the spiritual advisor for all things legal, the official spiritual advisor. And we hadn't heard from him for a couple of years, but good to have you, Father Tony.
It's good to be back. Good to be back.
And how's the church doing?
Real good. We had great Easter, and we want to continue the Easter spirit and lift people up by a concert that we have on next Sunday at April 21st at. And it's just 15 minutes before the 6 o'clock mass. You might say 15-minute concert, but they're going to sing also at the mass. They're called the Shades of Praise, and they're under the direction of many people know Dwight and Connie Fitch. They've been all over the place, and they play at the at all sorts of concerts and festivals. And so they're going to be with their group at 15 minutes before the 6 o'clock mass on next Sunday. And it's really to just kind of, once again, highlight what our church is all about. It's a church filled with music and the people. It's a very diverse community. The people really come together, and I just wanted everybody to know in the city that we're going to have that concert. And they're all, and it's free, and hopefully many of you might come out.
Now, I don't want to presuppose what God would think, but I think when he had churches in mind, he had churches where you had people from different backgrounds, different socioeconomic steps, different political backgrounds.
And, for sure.
And I think what the intention is, I mean, what a real church does, which yours does, is, you know, unity in Christ and the commonality in Christ transcends all any small differences that we have. And we all realize that, you know, our commonality in that transcends anything we do. And I think your church reflects that.
Oh, it does. It really does. It's to me, it looks, when you look out, it looks like to me what heaven's going to be like. We're with everybody of different races and ethnic groups and even religions. We're there to praise God. And I just think, you know, we just want to highlight it by, you know, inviting people to come. Every Sunday we have our jazz masses, which are always full, but it's basically to give the glory to God. That's what it's all about.
Now, your church has a history of having some of the great musicians roll through your church and praise. Tell us about some of the musicians who have rolled through your church.
Well, you know, Aaron Neville was one, and Charmaine. Aaron, until he moved up to upstate New York, would be there all the time and whenever he was in town. And also, as I say, his niece, Charmaine. Fats Domino's family, some of them come to the church. But there's been others that have played. We used to have a midnight, believe it or not, a midnight mass throughout the year on midnight every Saturday or every Sunday. And all of the different musicians from the quarters used to come in. That discontinued a number of years ago. But it's known for its music, its jazz, and it's very uplifting. And it really goes together with the French Quarter. I feel it just kind of is a natural, you know.
Yeah. Right, and I don't want to compare you to the other priests, but if you're a parent and your kid complains about going to mass, you got to bring the Father Tony's. You're going to stay up, and you're going to be rocking and rolling, and you're going to be very very engaged throughout the entire service.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it touches everybody. I think part of it is you just see a joy inside, and everybody just smiling, and everybody's greeting each other, and I think that's what people need more than ever, because so often we're isolated. Even though we live around a lot of people, so many people suffer from isolation and loneliness. And I think to feel that they're part of something, to me, that's what it's all about.
You know, and I'll talk a little bit about where we are as a society. And a lot of people believe, you know, we got elections coming up, that change will come from the top down. But really,
sure.
Change comes from the bottom up. I mean, it doesn't really, you know.
Definitely.
And I think churches like yours, it sort of would bridge the gaps between people's perceived differences, because what bad politicians do, what the force in the world that's not good does, is they highlight the small differences rather than acknowledging our commonality. And I think, you know, churches like yours helps defeat that, all that division that is all over our society today.
So right. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about Our Lady of Guadalupe. I mean, y'all are
sure.
The church, and some of your historical background.
Sure. It was formed or built in 1826, because at that time the yellow fever, thousands and thousands of people were dying, and you know they didn't know where to bury or where to go through to to get their loved ones buried, and so they built the church. It was called the Mortuary Chapel. So all of the funerals, no matter what denomination, no matter if they had a particular faith or not, they came through there, and it was called passing through the church. And believe it or not, from our place on North Rampart to beyond Esplanade, there were carriages filled with bodies, and they would come through, have a little prayer, go out the back door, and they would go to the oldest cemetery, which is St. Louis number 1, to be buried. And then they discovered that it was coming through the mosquitoes, coming through cargo ships from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. And they were able to suppress it, you know, with the mosquitoes that were coming. And so the church then closed. And then during the Civil War, it opened again as a sanctuary for soldiers and people mm-hmm. to come. Then after the Civil War, it became a regular church, which it is today, with worship every day and every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And when the people, you know, Catholic or non-Catholic,
right.
if they're interested, where are you located? And
we're at 411, at the corner of North Rampart and Conti, 400 North Rampart. And it's you can't miss it, you know. But it's right across the street as the French Quarter begins. Yeah. You know?
All right. So yeah, and one more time, just tell us what are y'all about the concert and what time.
Okay.
And everybody's welcome, right? You don't need to be join the club or whatever. You know, you don't need to join the club.
No, you don't have to join anything. It's next Sunday, April the 21st, and it's at 15 minutes before the 6 o'clock mass. So it's 5:45. They're gonna sing the Shades of Praise under the direction of Dwight Fitch. They're going to sing for 15 minutes, and those who would like to stay will stay for the Mass, which they're going to sing through the Mass. But it's a way of kind of continuing an Easter spirit, you know, giving people hope and joy and all that Easter hopefully brings people. And especially hopefully with this weather today, it'll be like that next week. But
okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
And all you parents and grandparents who, you know, want to bring your kids to church, if you bring them to Father Tony's church, You won't have to get them to get. They'll wake up on Sunday mornings dressed, ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Father Tony, okay. do not be a stranger. So,
okay,
and we thank you.
Again.
And throw a little prayers our way also too. We need them.
Oh, you got them. You got them.
All right, Father Tony. Well, thanks for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.